Walking through the artist market at Celebration in years past, visitors would have seen rows of tables covered in copper jewelry, intricate weaving, and beautiful formline carvings. This year, with the in-person event postponed, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute still wanted to support Native artists, so they created a virtual marketplace. Chief Operating Officer Lee Kadinger says they reached out to artists across the state. Fewer than 20 participated.
Typically, in a celebration year, we have approximately 60 artist booths. So definitely about a third of what we usually have.
Artists submitted short videos showcasing their work, which ran between segments during the virtual program.
You know, we recognize that that's, you know, not going to be nearly as impactful as having a booth with a table here with thousands of people streaming past on a daily basis. But it was a way to hopefully provide some assistance and relief to artists in these difficult times.
Still, that's a lot of lost income. According to a study by the McDowell Group, during the last celebration, attendees spent an estimated $40,000 in the artist market. Celebration isn't the only gathering canceled this year, and that makes things harder for some people who exclusively sell their products at artist markets. Kahach Jeremiah James is Tlingit of the Kagwantan clan. He's from Yakutat and works mainly with seal and otter skins. He's been selling blankets and pelts at Celebration since 2012, but he didn't have time to submit anything to the virtual market.
It's pretty hard to sell sea otter blankets and hats and scarves. Until you touch a sea otter, you don't make those connections over the phone or internet connections when you're moving a blanket at 8,000 or 10,000, you know.
Not all artists rely on markets, but some, particularly those who specialize in mediums like sea otter fur or walrus ivory, avoid online retail sites. That's because digital markets like Etsy have a history of removing listings with those materials, even though Alaska Natives are legally allowed to hunt and use them to make handicrafts. Robert Miller is Tlingit of the Kiksati clan. He lives in Sitka and has been working with furs for about 8 years. He says he's always relied on online sales for his business, and he's built up a small but loyal client base.
But when this pandemic started, you know, you always got to throw something new into the mix. So I found some polar bear fur that I could work with, and, you know, you just change it up. You're always changing it up and putting new things on the market.
Even though business will be tough this year, James says he'll get by. The artist market isn't the part of Celebration he loves the most. The day before we spoke, he and a friend sat on a remote beach north of Yakutat and watched videos of the dance groups performing in Juneau's Centennial Hall from last Celebration.
That's what I miss about Celebration, is the dance groups and being in that atmosphere, in that room.
In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.